This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As well as my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with the good news of the day today. A focus on a high school senior at Boston Latin School whose name is Philip Sosu. Would you pronounce it that way, Victoria?
I think it's Sosu.
Sosu. Okay. Yeah. En français, Sosu. En anglais, Sosu. Spent the last 4 months in school secretly sketching portraits of all the seniors in his high school. Got their smiles, got their eyes, got their faces. So early last Friday, which was the last day of classes for seniors, this kid went to school with six friends and finished putting up 411 charcoal portraits on the walls of the first floor of the building. I know this building fairly well. I went to Boston Latin School for a year when I was a freshman in high school. It was not a good experience for me, but I'm thinking about these hallowed halls, in a manner of speaking. I believe Boston Latin School is the oldest public high school in the country. I think that that's one of the things that makes it stand out. It has a rich tradition, tough place to go if you don't fit in. And I sure as heck didn't fit in when I was a freshman in high school. But this idea here comes so out of the blue. This fellow's 18 years old, said our class has been kind of divided. Having these pictures helps us to embrace our diversity. Here he is sort of describing what he's done.
To say Boston Latin senior Philip Sosu has an eye for detail is not painting the full picture.
I like drawing this one because I like drawing the hair.
He's a gifted artist who has a heart for each and every one of his fellow senior classmates. He drew a charcoal portrait of them, all 411.
Yeah, 411 portraits.
Just 411.
Yeah, no video.
He laughs because at first it seemed like an impossible task. Just ask his art teacher, Mr. Harris.
He told me he was going to do this project, and I know we have 411 scenes. I was like, I don't think so, Phil. It's not going to happen.
But he did. He really drew each and every one of his classmates beautifully.
He drew every single day?
I drew every single day, yeah.
And he didn't miss a single one. Watch as their faces light up.
In order to accomplish this amazing task, Philip actually began drawing his classmates back in February every single day. And what makes it even more special is that he woke up early this morning and hung all the pictures himself to surprise the entire school.
Boston Latin has had a very challenging year regarding racial tension. Philip wanted to draw a different picture.
I love the happiness he brought to everyone. Philip's awesome.
I'm also sure if it brought people together, but I feel like for one day at least, people just appreciated that we're all from the same place.
Yeah, there's been a lot of trouble. As I've said many times, growing up in this area, my father went to English High School, which is across the street from Latin High School. The amount of racial tension in the city of Boston, when you think that all racial issues begin and end in the South, you think they have racial problems in Mississippi and Alabama and Arkansas and Georgia. No. Well, yes, but the racist realities of Boston are well documented here for the locals, but not a lot of people pay attention to it from outside the city because they believe Boston is a sophisticated northern city. You know how silly that is? How silly it is to think, because of a city's location or the fact that it may have a reputation, great educational institutions, this Harvard and this MIT, and there are this Tufts, great medical schools, that sort of thing. But that doesn't exclude or doesn't preclude or it doesn't exempt the city from being filled with racial incidents. The thing that somehow or other keeps the lid on it here, and I'm not sure really if that's the best way of expressing it, but what happens is there seems to be, when it gets to a point of boiling, something like this happens. Somebody just, it's like the gods are smiling on it, and so the tensions are eased.
Well, I was going to say, racial tensions aside, high school can be pretty stinking hard.
Daunting.
You know, by the time you get to your fourth year, you can just be so frustrated and you don't know where you're going next. And so to just have this moment of someone who you might not have even met, because he had to go to the guidance counselor to get, you know, the names. Obviously, he didn't know all 411 people.
Right.
And so to have this feeling of someone you don't know, but someone has, you know, recognized your name and looked at you enough and acknowledged you to be able to draw an in-depth portrait of you, that's so cool. And, I don't know if the other students got to take the pictures with them.
Everyone gets to take them home, he said.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's something you get to take with you and always remember.
What a great remembrance.
This person knows me.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Great remembrance of, it's an honor in a sense. So good for him and good for them for sorting it out. These sorts of things don't happen. The difference between Boston and Chicago, this kind of stuff doesn't happen in Chicago, but it does happen in Boston. And I can't even speak to, I think New York City is so diverse. There are a lot of problems like this in Los Angeles, not just with blacks, but with Hispanics. Don't see that. There's not a Hispanic divide in Boston. I don't know about New York, though, Victoria, where you live. What's the divide, and how obvious is it?
You know, I feel like, I don't know, I don't want to sound naive, but I feel like in New York, there are racial tensions everywhere, but I feel like in New York it tends to be minorities versus the police and authority more.
Uh-huh.
But what bonds everyone in New York together and what separates us is money. So I think that you don't necessarily see as much of a racial divide as you do a financial divide. And
uh-huh.
Right now in New York City, there's kind of a financial, there's a middle class crisis, frankly. We are an endangered species right now. We're being pushed out by landlords who are buying up buildings and kicking out people who are rent stabilized, and that's the kind of thing that you see. There is an almost extinct middle class. So a lot of people, regardless of race or background, bond together because of that. So I would say it's really much more financial. I don't know about Boston, but I heard all the things that you've said. New Yorkers are very aware that Boston has the reputation of being, quote-unquote, and this is not me saying, but everyone seems to say this, it's the most racist city in America.
It's a horrible
people
city.
People say that all the time.
It is.
And I don't understand why.
Because the Irish and the Italians and the blacks and the Hispanics notoriously have not gotten along. And what's happening, interesting you said, which you did, I'm not sure I always agree with that point about the economic divide, but I think, and it becomes very political, and I'm not sure that there's a political reality to this. There are politicians who take care, who take an interest and take control of that issue and try to make it something that it isn't. Is it a problem? Yeah. Why is it a problem? That's something that's deeper, I think, than what we can discuss in a few minutes. What I do find interesting is that it's kind of like a stigma that's attached to a place just because, and I made reference to this a few minutes ago, just because it is where it is doesn't mean that because it's geographically different, that it's going to have a different point of view, Boston versus Jackson, Mississippi, let's say. There's just fewer racists in Jackson because it's a smaller community. And what brings it about? What brings it about is ignorance. That's all, any kind of prejudice, whether it's economic or whether it's racial or whether it's religious, whatever it is, tall, short, big, fat, it's all about ignorance.
Yeah,
and lack of understanding that people are different. I was thinking about this when I was talking about the guerrilla and how we, as earthlings or as human beings, we think that we are better than. And in this case, the prosecutor in Cincinnati, when he said he's not going to prosecute the family of this boy that fell in, said that, you know, that it was just a gorilla. It wasn't a human being. So the gorilla isn't as important as a human being. I understand that people think that, and that's swell if that's what you think. But I'm here to tell you that as a mature human being who has rediscovered my roots, I've looked back into what some of the early religions are. I don't care for religion, at least commercial industrial religion that is a part of the world today, because it is responsible, in my mind, for all the problems that we have on the planet. You look at all of the problems we have, and they're all based on religion. Wars, people who don't get along, all of that stuff. But if you go back to the early earth-based religions, they didn't... They practiced a respect. Did they kill and eat animals? Yeah, but that was for survival. If you look at the Native American religions, the African tribal religions, the Aborigines in Australia, people who were connected to the earth and still are, they honor and share a fundamental philosophy that not enough people claim. And if we did claim it, we would get along much better because it understands and accepts everything for being what it is. We're all different. And yet we're all the same. The Genome Project showed that all human beings are like 95 or 4 or 6 or 99% all the same. And when you realize, if you read Deepak Chopra's latest book about DNA, you realize that we are almost exactly like gorillas and orangutans and chimpanzees. And as a matter of fact, 65% of our DNA is in a banana. So, I mean, think about...
Is that the old, you are what you eat?
Well, maybe. Turn it around a little bit. I don't want to get heavily steeped in this, but you can clearly see that there are ways of not having our problems and not underscoring them. But we become victims, if you will. We become victimized by those who would like to have power and control over us. And those people are in... many instances, politicians, people have control of the news media, that kind of stuff. You've got to cut your own swath, which is what I've done here. There's nobody else around who looks at things the way I do. I've spent my whole life looking at things from outside the bottle. And sometimes it wears better than others for some people, but it just is a philosophy, and I try to share it as much as I can. 20 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer taste, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure. Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, you're small to mid-size.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Depending on your musical tastes, you may find this music news to be of interest and import as we spend time on pop music in this portion of every hour of Good Day, 23 and change after the hour. There are four members of ABBA that have... Where are you going with the music? I want to hear the music. I want to hear the music. I don't want to listen to me tell the story. Although this is a good reason for us to play the music. They're going to reunite for a performance. This is the first time they've all gotten together in 30 years to honor their 50th anniversary. This is a group from Sweden that have not been together. They haven't been friends for 30 years. This is a group, I suppose, in a way you could describe them as a disco group. They came about in the disco era of the 70s, but it's a different, it's sort of a deeper relationship with stories and the music. They got together on Sunday to celebrate the date. Bjorn Ulvaeus, who's now 71, Benny Andersson is 61. They met 50 years ago, and the two ladies, Annie Frida Lyngstad, who's 70, and Agneta Falskog, who's 66, all came to the party. They threw a big party in Stockholm. The two women dedicated a performance of their song Me and I to the two men, who then decided to join them on stage and perform with them. They had not performed together since 1986. They broke up in 1982. And the story behind the story here, it seems Bjorn was married to Annie at one point in time, and I don't have the chronological date when this all happened. I just remember the story. So Bjorn was married to Annie. She fell in love with Benny, divorced Bjorn, and married Benny. Benny was married to Agneta and divorced her, and she married Bjorn. And then there was a falling out. Now, one of the two of them, I don't remember, I think it's Annie, who just said, you know what, you guys all get lost, I'm going away. And that's
why they probably had made so much money at that point, right?
They made tremendous amounts of money.
And this is before the Mamma Mia musical revival.
Yes, yeah, which they didn't have to do. All they had to do was, they just lent their name to it. Exactly, cash the check. That was it.
That's made so much money.
Well, it's a fabulous, the movie was fun, and the show was really well done, I thought. Traveling comedy, you know, to have somebody, and I think that says, not just for this performance, not just for this show, but when you look at all of the, like the Four Seasons, the Jersey Boys, when you look at Smokey Joe's Cafe or whatever it was that highlighted some of the Motown music, these things have been fabulously well done.
Yeah.
Thought out, written well, weaving a story together. And the
Mamma Mia had a cute story to it, at least.
Yes. Yeah, it did. Yeah. It was a nice story. And I think you saw in the movie, or at some point in time, when they came, they got together, or three of the four, Annie didn't show up, to just acknowledge the movie when it came out. I remember that. And the plays as well. Mm-hmm. But the traveling shows, all of those traveling shows have done so well because the people that put them together were clever. I mean, you got to really take your hat off to people who take the story and weave it together with all of the music and have something that will entertain you for a couple of hours, hold your attention. And I think that's been the case of all of these. Have you seen them all, Victoria?
I saw Mamma Mia on Broadway when a long time ago.
See the Jersey Boys?
No, no, my parents still rave about Jersey Boys.
Smokey,
I just hate that music, so I could never sit through that.
Yeah.
But they thought Jersey Boys was the best thing. They loved it.
I was going to sing to you, too, that stuff.
You can always sing to me.
No, really. Perhaps not on the air. All right. So there we are, breathing some new excitement into the life of those who love ABBA music. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Sometimes we identify with people who are aggressive toward us. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Identification with the aggressor is a psychological concept that describes how people can be swayed to support those who are being aggressive, abusive, or controlling toward them. Sometimes, in cases of domestic violence, for instance, victims of domestic violence will defend the aggressor and justify his actions so he doesn't get in as much trouble, or sometimes any trouble at all. The reason people do this is clear. It's scary when others are aggressive, abusive, or controlling toward us. So as a defense mechanism, it makes sense why someone might identify with their aggressor to justify in their minds why these terrible things are happening to them. The more you are aware of this defense mechanism, however, the better chance you have at not being caught up in it. Knowledge is power. For more on defense mechanisms, visit drchristianconti.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. America's Health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Yes, it's the 7th of June. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We were talking about that wonderful story from Boston Latin School, the senior who did a charcoal etching of all of the 411 graduating seniors. So here's maybe the counter to that. This past week, students at a Texas high school who earned the right to wear National Honor Society stoles at graduation were informed by the school they will not be allowed to wear them because it is not inclusive of all of the students. The parents of one of the award winners said they deserve it. They worked hard for it. If you chose not to work that hard, that's okay. If I was not, for example, an honor kid, this parent is saying, I didn't wear the stole when I graduated, but friends of mine did, and I was okay with it. So the idea here is that the people who achieve can't be honored because it might offend or make people who didn't achieve feel badly that they didn't get the honor. Do you know how this is the kind of thing that disrupts the entire idea behind what America is about? That
exactly.
is achievement. There were a lot of students at other nearby high schools that were able to wear these white satin stoles. Some students at this school said they were going to send a petition to talk to the principal, but apparently that hasn't been done, and I believe graduation is, I believe it's tonight, if I'm not mistaken. So this is Plano, Texas, which is not far from Dallas. What a disgusting reality. You don't, I mean, there are so many people who are getting awards for not doing a damn thing. These
this
kids.
Is a millennial thing. This,
oh,
is, this never
God.
Happened before millennials. This is yeah. the whole millennial
I hold you responsible, Victoria, for this.
I know. It's our whole generation. Everyone
everybody's
gets a medal.
Everybody's getting it. Yeah,
exactly. Everybody gets honorable mention. Everyone
and everybody's got a
thing.
Problem. Everybody's offended by something. It's either that or they want everybody's going to be included in it. And some people don't deserve to be included in it. And that's really what has brought us to this point of mediocrity that we see all over the country. Whether it's in business, whether it's in education, whether it's in politics, everything is flat. It's like the old flat earth society. Everything is the same. Everybody's got to be treated the same. You know what? As much as I said a little while ago, everybody's this, we are the same in terms of our chemical makeup, but we are not the same in terms of our forensics. We are different. Things work differently with us. And if you study or understand astrology, it's probably the best way for you to really get a handle on how people are really different. And if you find a good astrologer, I say this many times frequently, people say, you're out of your mind. I'm not.
No way. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, if you get a good astrologer and you understand not only your sun sign, but your moon, where your moon is and where your rising sign is, a good astrologer will nail you. Nail what you're all about. And the reason that I do it is because it helps me better work and understand with people or live with people that otherwise I would probably not understand and give up on out of sheer frustration.
Yeah.
Because we all are so different. So to tell students that they're going to have their awards because somebody might be offended, you know what you can do with that?
Because someone else might feel bad about themselves.
Ah, Bowie!
Whoever feels bad about themselves should sit there and look around and think, well, maybe I should have actually studied. Maybe I should have applied myself the way that the honor roll kids did or the honor students did. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's nice to see somebody work hard and be able
Wonderful.
To celebrate that accomplishment and that achievement.
Yep.
And maybe that would be actually inspiring to some of these other kids instead of taking away from the experience. No one ever thinks about that. You know, we all have to have something that we aspire to. And when you level that playing field, what's the point of getting out of bed? If you don't have to try and someone else tries really hard and the net of it all is the same, what's the point?
Yeah. That's what they voted against this past weekend. You know, some of the Scandinavian countries that have voted on giving everybody pay for doing nothing.
Right.
Same thing in Switzerland. They voted it down, but they were going to give everybody $2,400 a month. Do nothing. It's okay. Show up and get a check. Okay. Calm down, Doug. The story.
I'm with you, though. I agree.
You're going to have some wild weather in the Northeast today. What's the weather, Kara? What was it like in Washington yesterday? Did you have heavy thunderstorms?
No, it was beautiful here yesterday. We had storms all weekend, but it was mid-80s yesterday and bright and sunny the entire time. Of course, our pool was closed, which was convenient. That was nice.
Okay, time to open the pool. What about you and New York City?
I wish I had pool problems, but I don't have pool problems in New York City. We just have lots of leftover mud and rain from the weekend. Yesterday was okay, but the storms we had this weekend, lots of tree branches are down.
So you don't have lightning and thunder going through there today?
No. Today seems okay.
We're
going
to have a wild weather day here in New England. I am some severe thunderstorms predicted for this afternoon, so keep our fingers crossed. Not as bad as the situation down in Florida. Tropical storm Colin, heavy rains, Florida drenched yesterday. There's been so much flooding across from Texas into Florida. The Texas weather the last two or three weeks, just one storm after another, after another, after another, after another. State of emergency declared by the governor of Florida. And so the rains, as they move through into early today, a lot of Georgia is going to get soaked. South Carolina going to get soaked. And the areas that I'm talking about, New England, going to get soaked. Pounding rains. And this is what's left of this storm. It's amazing how fast sometimes this stuff, when you hear the forecast say, well, the winds are moving at 30 miles an hour. So how come it only takes like 12 hours for this thing to blow from one part of the country to another? It's only 30 miles an hour. You can't drive from here to there that fast. How come the storms move that fast? Ever think about that? How is it that a 30-mile-an-hour storm moves from Ohio through New York and into New England in like 12 hours? And you can't drive from Ohio to New York and New England going 30 miles an hour in 12 hours. How does that work?
This may be a bad physics question, but traveling through the air at 30 miles per hour, doesn't that actually mean that you're traveling faster than if you're on the ground in a car 30 miles per hour?
She's got it, boys and girls. She's
right. Did I say that wrong?
No, actually, you said it right. There's no resistance at the upper levels, where unless it's a low storm and it runs into the mountains and then it stops. You notice that a lot of weather breaks in the mountains. A lot of weather doesn't make it across the Rocky Mountains. A lot of weather doesn't make it across the Appalachian Mountains. A lot of weather doesn't make it across the Berkshires. When it comes, because the mountains, depending on how high they are, they slow the storms down or they stop them.
The mountains that we have in New York City, skyscrapers, that's the same idea. If you're up in a skyscraper and there's a 30-mile-an-hour wind, I guess it would be velocity would be a lot stronger than if you're down in 30 miles an hour. Yeah.
Yes, I would say that was extraordinarily astute on your part. Let's have a round of applause for Victoria Keelan for picking it all out. Hooray!
Way to go. Non-science major over here. Yeah.
All right. So now let's turn our attention to Kara, who today will enjoy her first glass of Super Beets. She will join the ranks of Victoria, Doug, Jennifer, Richie, and others connected to this program, and professional athletes all around the country, Olympic athletes all around the world who swear by Super Beets to improve their stamina and their endurance. I heard that Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Drinks Super Beets. Don't know if that's true or not, but it'll make a good story anyway. Any good athlete worth his or her salt needs to have what's going on in your body when you take Super Beets going on in their body. What they want is to have strength. And the strength that you get from drinking or using Neo 40, which is the encapsulated version of Super Beets, take that, put it on your tongue. It dissolves and is absorbed into your system right away. So people use that at the beginning of the day. I do to get me going. I don't drink coffee, never have. Don't drink the super monster drinks or Red Bull or any of that crap. But this really gets me going and focused. So it's one way of using the dried beets that are grown, the non-GMO beets that are grown specifically for Super Beets. They cook them. They dry them. They powder them. They put them in a canister. You open the canister every afternoon after lunch and take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water, drink it. So Kara is going to do that for the first time today. Tomorrow we will measure her performance, Victoria, because the benefits, there are all kinds of benefits. They don't stop in the areas that I've just talked about. You'll just feel better. You'll tell your friends about it. Healthy blood pressure levels, arteries clean, circulation better. It improves every bit of your body's functioning. It's called Super Beets. And you can get them right now by dialing 800-655-4183. What a super way for you to enjoy the health that you deserve. Make sure your circulation is at its best. Your blood pressure is at its best. 800-655-4183. You can order online at DougLikesBeats.com. Special deal now when you order for the first time at Super Beets. You get an extra month's supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with the first order, which you get by dialing 800-655-4183. Remember, money-back guarantee. If you don't feel the wonder of what we feel, what we're talking about, and send it back and get your money back. 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeats.com.
Know-how!
Goop. Gunk. Sludge. Whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's summer driving season 2016, but the average car is 11 and a half years old. AAA says more than 35% of Americans plan to travel more than 50 miles for vacations. Lauren Fix, the car coach, says it's more important than ever to be prepared.
We're using apps instead of maps and talking on the phone wherever we go. All those distracted drivers make the roads very dangerous. The goal is a safe, enjoyable road trip, especially for long trips or family vacations.
It's also illegal in many states to talk on cell phones while driving. Now there's an easy, inexpensive way to bring your ride up to speed.
The JBL Trip is a portable Bluetooth speaker that syncs with your smartphone. You'll hear crystal clear directions from navigational apps, listen to your favorite sounds, and make and receive calls all hands-free.
And when you arrive, just unclip the JBL Trip from your car visor for great JBL quality audio on the beach, at your hotel, anywhere you go. Just $99. For more, go to Best Buy or JBL.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
47 at the hour on the Good Day program. Well, you'll all be shocked to hear that Edward Snowden has been discredited by the federal government. I know that's a shocker. Information coming out today that's a great promotion for the Snowden movie, which is coming out in September, the Oliver Stone movie about Mr. Snowden, who was a CIA informant, apparently. The NSA documents that were released yesterday or uncovered or somehow exposed, documents do not conclusively confirm claims by Snowden working with the NSA at the time that he tried to alert supervisors of what he believed to be illegal spying before he went public. They do show that following all of the claims by Snowden early in 2014 that his supposed concerns the agency was violating the constitutional rights of citizens were absolutely ignored. The Obama administration is up to their Mickey in this. They tried to discredit him using his own words after they put him in the CIA. This is the kind of disgusting stuff that you just want to puke about when it comes to the taxpayer dollars that we use to sort of screw ourselves. We allow these things to go on. This guy, although a lot of people, he's a bad guy because he's a... No, he's a good guy. He put us onto a track of understanding what a bunch of creeps we have running the federal government, what a bunch of lawbreakers, and it's important information that I'm, frankly, as an American, happy to have. And I'm sorry the guy's living in Russia, Frank. I'm ashamed of my government. I'm ashamed of what they do. And I'm certainly glad in this circumstance, not ashamed of everything they do, but in this case, we all ought to be ashamed of ourselves, considering what this guy's gone through. 50 minutes after the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
I can stop talking.
Let's try this again. Take two. On Tech Talk Time, 53 after the hour, Victoria and I going through some of the things that are of interest and perhaps you'll find even amusing. The story of Mark Zuckerberg, who's the founder of Facebook, that is in the news today because he was the victim of a hacking on some of his own social media accounts. So what's the lesson here, Victoria?
The lesson is don't use the same password for all of your accounts. And I have been guilty of this. So many people are guilty of this. But come up with a new...
Wouldn't you think he'd be smart enough not to do that, given his position? Hello?
I'm guessing he probably... Well, his password was... Dada.
Dada?
Yes.
Really?
He is a new dad, so I guess dada must have been the baby's first word, but that's his password. Really? There isn't a number or another a capital letter or a symbol, nothing, just dada.
So this group from Saudi Arabia called Our Mind has claimed responsibility for the hack.
Yeah.
And they posted all of it, not on Facebook, but on Twitter.
From his Twitter account.
Yeah, right. Da-da-da.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crazy. So if Mark Zuckerberg is vulnerable, then we all are, and that's the real lesson learned here. So change all of your passwords. This came from, they say, from the LinkedIn breach. So
right.
If you are ever on LinkedIn, this is the time to change your passwords.
Yep. Okay, there's a new emoji a la Kim Kardashian, so it isn't an emoji, it's a Kimoji.
Kimoji.
Ah, so you're surprised I speak your language. All right, that's story coming up here on Good Day.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Boy, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat waiting to hear this story. I've been a big fan of Kim Kardashian for a long time, and I'm eagerly awaiting, instead of using these plain old emojis, I want to use the Kimojis. How hard do I have to work at getting that?
Not hard at all. You can go right to the App Store and download them, and then you will become a part of this cultural phenomenon, Doug.
How much does it cost?
$2.99, I think, for the whole package, really? And then you get updates, and then they have in-app purchases, which is a new thing to make you spend more money, because once you have the app, it's very easy to click a button, and then you can add on for another 99 cents. You get the new package.
What a thrilling experience!
I know, the new package of Kimojis has been released, and the interesting thing about them is that Kanye is in there now, other pictures of Kim and Baby North, well, who's actually a toddler now. They're all in there, and everyone, of course, is saying, how do they look so realistic? They look almost like a digital picture. The quality is incredible. And it's thanks to a 3D printing company that Kim found called IMVU, and they've developed all new technology for Kimojis. And when you look at her emojis compared to Justin Bieber's, that look kind of like cartoons, even Charlie Sheen's Sheenojis, and Steph Curry, the basketball star, he has Stephmojis. Kim Kardashian's emojis are, she just blows them out of the water. It's amazing. And they're fun. They're really fun. I know Jennifer is trying to decide between the Charlie Sheen OGs and the Kim OGs. Now, Doug, I don't know which you would find more useful. I'm guessing maybe the Sheen OGs would be better for you.
No, I want farm OGs. Get pictures of a cow. I'm going to develop an app with farm pictures. How about we do that?
That would be fun.
Farm faces.
Farm OGs.
Yeah, farm OGs. What's wrong with that?
Let's do it.
We could do Doug OGs.
There you go.
And have Victoria and Kara and Jennifer all on our Doug OG.
We should.
These people are. And we laugh and make fun of them, but they're laughing all the way to the bank, these people.
It's true.
They come up with some simple idea and the world goes wild and we fall for it. Good luck for that department. 59 at the hour on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.